As soon as they were made aware of the tainted water, lawmakers and state officials' top priority became the health and safety of citizens in the affected area. No one official, however, was more outspoken than Dr. Rahul Gupta. At the time, Gupta was the executive director of the Kanawha Charleston Health Department. He now serves as the commissioner of the State Bureau for Public Health and joins us in the studio this morning. Dr. Gupta, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Ashton.
When you were notified about this spill and the tap water ban, what were your immediate concerns when it comes to public health?
Whenever a public health crisis starts to unfold, our first and immediate and foremost concern always is the public health and the safety of the people who are impacted. As events start to unfold, it's very important to look at the broad picture and make sure that we're making decisions that are in the interest of that public health and public safety.
So what guides that decision-making process?
Pretty much the initial part is we have to look at the science and the data that exist for that particular crisis. So when we talk about natural disasters and other events, we've prepared well for those, and we have a certain level of comfort that we can respond really well. And then there are others similar to the incident that happened 12 months ago, which we didn't have a lot of data, and that does make it really difficult for all of us, including the folks out there, to be able to learn and respond at the same time.
So you were vocal on many issues following this spill, but one in particular was the need for long-term medical monitoring. Why did you and do you feel so strongly about that issue?
Sure. So, as I mentioned, one of the things that guides our decision-making within the response, disaster response timeframe, as well as for the longer term, is the availability of science and data. And we knew that there was a significant paucity of the data at that time. There we had a couple of options. One was to develop that science rapidly or according to a time period set forth, or the other cautious approach would be to then have a medical monitoring system put in. Now, we, of course, took both approaches. And what we did over the next period of several months is the Cabinet Secretary, Karen Bowling of DHHR, and I partnered up, and we made several trips, several meetings with federal officials, and until finally in July, we were able to get the commitment of the federal officials at the top level, some CDC, NIH, and National Toxicology Program, to conduct those scientific studies, to fill those scientific gaps that will then help guide the decision-making process going forward.
Are those studies ongoing?
Those studies are certainly ongoing. We've had some interim results that have seen to be consistent with the previous data. A number of those studies are still pending. We expect those to be out, all of them, by June of 2015. There is a significant bill that the federal government is footing for this, and we do appreciate that, but it is very important that we continue to be science and data driven and make decisions according to that, and that's exactly what we are doing now.
Looking back a year later, did state officials handle this crisis to the best of their ability at the time?
I think so. I think unquestionably that there were a number of response agencies. We're talking about, obviously, the state response agencies, the Guard, federal officials, and local officials. And every one of them, I can tell you with a high level of confidence, did the best they could at the time in a situation which was historic and unprecedented. Now, what's also significant is West Virginians responded. I mean, we remember last year when we were all scrambling for water, sharing and hauling and providing supplies to each other. But it's also important to understand that this was a evolving event that there was no blueprint for. And in the ensuing 12 months that have followed, the events have also been unprecedented in a lot of ways because of the remarkable progress that has been made to better protect some of those tanks, the source water protection plans, and a number of other things, including having CDC engaged to conduct a national environmental public health tracking program.
Dr. Rahul Gupta is the commissioner of the State Bureau for Public Health. Dr. Gupta, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Ashton.